You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all. Some fun in hour number two here on the Sports Hangover. Anthony Davis, the last 72 hours or so, it seems like anywhere you turn, including, of course, nationally ESPN, but you name it, Fox Sports, you name it, websites, you name it, Chris Sheridan Hoops, whoever it is, everybody's got an opinion, and it all seems like AD's out here. That even tipped off a new season yet, which starts on Wednesday. So I'm asking you, maybe it's because, you know, the Saints are off this week, and I get it, so I have some time to get into it, but how do you feel if you're a Pels fan? We're going to play First Take, the show on Fox. Get up this morning. Jalen's at it again. I'm going to play all of that. We'll play AD's comments on the jump with Rachel Nichols, a great interview if you want to listen to it. And then I want your opinions. I want to know what you feel as a Pelicans fan. Because after all, at the end of the day, you're the ones that are going to want to spend your money to go to the Smoothie King Center. You're the ones that are going to have to decide to buy a jersey. You're the ones that are going to have to decide to support this franchise or not. So I'm asking you, because I love the Hoops. I love AD. I love the Pels. We're a Pels affiliate. I can't wait for the season to start. And I'm ticked off on a fall Friday where it actually feels great to be outside that I should, you know what my question should be tonight? Which Oktoberfest am I having tonight after a long week where I'm finally starting to feel somewhat, but that should be my question. What Oktoberfest beer am I having tonight on my porch instead of we hadn't even played a game yet and AD's gone?
You're starting to resemble Nick Saban a little bit.
I'm bitter this morning.
You really are.
There's only one thing that helps me.
I'm picking up some Sabanisms from you.
There's only one thing that'll help me right now. Joey, help me.
It's Friday.
There it is.
Yeah, no, that doesn't do anything.
There it is. Little Becca. Ah, yes. Friday.
Can we stop and think about this for a second?
What's that?
You're in a horrible mood.
Yeah, I'm miserable right now.
And this song puts you in a good mood.
It really does.
Do you do any self-reflecting at night? Do you look into the mirror?
I will tonight.
You need to.
Do I do a little pecan harvest? I do a little Oktoberfest? Yingling has an Oktoberfest. The only reason I bring it up, it does taste well. Yep, that's how I feel right now. And it's also like $7.99, which is great. You know?
Did
I'm on
you
a budget.
Did you and Anna dance to this at your wedding?
He didn't make the playlist.
Because 4K came up with that, and I got to give him some credit on it.
So I'm going to play a bunch of sound, 800-998-1003. Zero guest this hour. Zero guest. I want to focus on the listener, and I want to focus on the Pelicans fan. Okay? So 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA or at GCAT_17. Feel free to tweet your responses as well. I want to know how you feel when you hear all of this. Okay? When you hear all of this on the eve of a new season. You had excitement from last year. They went to the second round. I think a lot of people feel that the Randall and Peyton move may fit this team a little bit. I think there was excitement going into it. And then it started with training camp, focused on this season. And then in the last several weeks, all you hear nationally is he's got a wish list. Lakers, 76ers, Celtics, and Knicks per Chris Sheridan Hoops. And then you got talk shows left and right discussing it like it's a foregone conclusion. Again, they haven't tipped off the new season. I'm upset because I don't know how that helps you. If you're telling me I'm about winning, AD, I'm about winning. How does that help you? I don't know many people that are going to go to a franchise in which its star player kind of makes it seem like he ain't here for the long term. I don't know how that's going to benefit that franchise to try to make moves via trade because that's all he can do this year. Because teams are going to be like, yeah, I kind of know what you need. So guess what? this is my offer. Instead of, you know, teams willing to work with you. I just don't understand how it helps you. It's clearly a business decision. It's clearly part of the new AD. He's gone out in front and center the last several weeks. I'm the number one player in the league. Okay, that's a business thing. There's no doubt about it. I'm okay with that aspect of it. I'm not okay with him just saying I'm focused on this season. That's just me. Am I overreacting? I don't know. But I want your takes. 800-998-1003. Here's Jalen Rose this morning on Get Up. He had this to say.
Fascinating to me is it's become a point where people are talking to Anthony Davis like he's a free agent after this year. I reported that I felt after this year is when he was going to navigate himself to the Los Angeles Lakers, which is something totally different. I still believe that's going to happen. However, he's going to come out, like he said, and play terrific this year. Julius Randle is going to help him a lot up front. He can shoot the three. He's a really good playmaker. Jrue Holiday played well, in particular, in the playoffs last year. They did advance. Mm-hmm. They did sweep the Portland Trail Blazers, who were the three seed, without DeMarcus Cousins in their lineup. So he is one of the top flight players in the game. He will be an MVP candidate. But if you're talking about future beyond the next year or two, it will not be in New Orleans.
Rachel also asked him, does he think he's the best player in basketball, the best player in the world? He said yes. What do you think?
He's in the conversation. The thing that separates all of these great players ultimately is going to be winning, Greeny. So when you talk about LeBron and KD and Steph, those guys have done it. I've seen Russell Westbrook average back-to-back triple-doubles. I've seen James Harden win an MVP. He's in the conversation with those guys. Let's see if he can propel his team into some more victories.
You remember when I used to say this? I've got three letters for Anthony Davis this year.
MVP.
Write it.
Okay, so look, I mean, everyone's talking about him, all right? Everyone's talking about him and doing that. So, again, I want to hear from Pels fans. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA or at GCAT_17 as well. Jack, thanks for calling the show. What you got for us?
Hey, man. As a Pels fan, lifetime Saints fan, grew up in the city my whole life, I really think Anthony deserves better than what we give him. He plays in front of an arena that has no one in it half the time. When we do fill it up, it's to see the opposing guys coming in. LeBron comes to town, James Harden comes to town, and I think that's very disappointing.
That's a valid point.
Jack, do you think this is why he switched the agent, that maybe to try to get the Pelicans to try to address some of the issues that you just brought up about a lack of crowd, you know, that he's not, as Gus has said, on billboards? Do you think this is why he brought in a new agent?
Possibly, and honestly, I'm having deja vu with the Chris Paul situation. The franchise didn't want to build around him, and he went elsewhere to find himself a winner. And I feel we're going to end up in the same situation.
I think it's something you just said, and it's something that Scott Kushner said when we talked with him. Again, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA if you'd like to chime in. I had the feeling, right, in having you two, whether it's management, whether it's the moves that they made, too, or holding people accountable, because it's something I've been very critical of this organization in terms of ownership and Mickey Loomis and the Bensons. You just kind of didn't feel that they paid the same amount of attention that they did to the team that's closest to Airline Drive in the same complex. I mean, that's just reality. I mean, there's no way you can argue with me that they paid the same amount of attention, right? You cannot have...
Absolutely.
A organization or a staff that primarily works football, and all of a sudden, because I'm telling you, that's how it works over there, right? People do double duty. I mean, it's just, that's how it works. So you have to have a basketball specific side, and people that are as smart as the scouting department for the Saints just do hoops. The same people that do business and ticketing for the Saints, you have to have a whole separate level to me that knows the NBA. It's two different brands. It's two different people you're talking to, and it's two different approaches. And I think that's where they failed since they purchased them. And now, like Scott said, you're kind of playing from catch up. But, you know, so Jack, I'm with you. Look, I was happy though. And I guess this is why I'm a little ticked off this week. Last Sunday, open practice, there were 7,700 people to an open practice. The most they've ever been. AD talked about it. Drew talked about it. There's an excitement level going into this season. Does it translate into tickets? I don't know. But there's an excitement level going into this season. And what I think stinks is before we get to the first game of the year, this is the topic.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you got to think about the market that they're talking about. It's Los Angeles, LePont's there. That's where all the hype's at. And it just gives them something to talk about by rumoring that Anthony Davis is going to go there, team up with LeBron, and try to overtake the Warriors. I mean, I just think that they're just trying to find themselves something to talk about.
All right, Jack, thank you for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to call in.
I do agree with him in this respect, the jump, all of these shows. They want topics like this, and Anthony Davis is an easy target because it gets people watching their shows.
I agree with you to an extent, but where does this come from? This is why I started the show the way I did. Why did Chris Sheridan all of a sudden decide to write this? Why did Screamin' A 2 days ago start talking about this? Why? You get what I'm getting at?
I get what you're getting at.
But here's what I'm saying. You don't just wake up in the morning and go, what we got today for a show? I don't know. Hey, AD's out of here. Somebody is telling them that. Somebody is texting, hey, I'm hearing this. You get what I'm getting at? You're not seeing that with other guys or players. Why is it him? Somebody is getting it out is what I'm getting at. I mean, because you know why I'm saying that? Have you ever heard that about Drew Brees?
No. But he doesn't have LeBron James as his agent.
Okay, but what I'm saying, though, is that's never happened, right? Peyton, you brought him up too earlier in the show. You know, the whole, he may go coach here, may go coach there. Yeah, the team was stinking. It looked like they went in a direction. That was his – I'm telling you, it was his people. You can say it wasn't.
Absolutely.
It was his people. So that's what I'm getting at. When in the last 7 days you hear certain phrases, this season is what he's using, right? You hear, and I'm going to play next segment after we talked to Brian and Gentile here. We showed up at Deuce McAllister's Osin Kitchen Tap. There's two shows, two different networks, and he used the same phrases to describe them. Generational player. I follow politics for fun. I don't know why. Maybe I like to complain.
You're a sick man.
But we know all about talking points. Keep an eye or an ear out this season. AD's now gone from a good player to now people are calling him a generational player. Boy, doesn't that sound like somebody in his camp saying, look, man, I don't think y'all understand how good he is. He's a generational player. It's a marketing promotional thing. And now you're hearing that, and there is no doubt in my mind he's a smart guy. And in the Rachel interview at training camp, in the first practice after camp, in the media day, he used the phrase, this season, this season, this season, this season, several times. That's because he's been sat down. This is AD this year, right? Never before have we heard him come out and say, I am the best player. I'm out to prove it. This season, generational player. This is a strategy. There's no doubt about it. Brian and Gentile, what you got, man?
A couple of points to that. One, I think that the fact that they're making such a big deal about AD, which they were doing this last year, all the scuttlebutt about, AD was going to Boston. He was going to Boston. So that kind of gives you an idea. There's really not that much to talk about. I mean, you got Jimmy Butler acting a fool up in Minnesota, but beyond that, you really don't have that much going on. Yes, is there something going on? Is there some scuttlebutt? Maybe. I know he changed his agents. He changed all his people. So now they're trying to kind of reinvent him kind of midstream, but he's still here. And to your point, the Pelicans are going out of their way to try to get this guy a really, really competitive team. But kind of going back to what we talked about a couple of years ago with AD, you said that they missed an opportunity with him a couple of years ago, but he was hurt a lot. And it's hard to build a team when you're not present. You don't know what the team looks like when he's out for 20, 30 games a year because he's out with all these different ailments, you know? So,
does it concern you, Brian, that as long as he's been here, they haven't gotten a big free agent signing? We brought DeMarcus Cousins in by trade, Mirotić by trade. DeMarcus Cousins left here, left $20 million on the table for $5 million in Golden State. Mm-hmm. Does that concern you at all?
It does concern me because I think that there were opportunities. I think that they tried to make the team work with guys like Eric Gordon when he was here, and it just didn't work out, and they just couldn't find the right combination of players. And then, of course, when they brought Alvin Gentry in, he tried to bring in his system. So it took him a while to get all that going. And it just so happened that AD became this great player in the middle of all this transition. So now we kind of know what we got. We kind of know where we are with this team, what we want this team to look like, and we know what AD's skill set is. So now we're trying to get to the point where we get to the next level. But, of course, we're running out of runway, if you will, with terms of AD's contract. So, you know,
well, let me ask both of y'all this because this is interesting, right? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I want y'all to think about this. Because something to your point, Scott mentioned it, and a couple of callers here as well. It's not like people, and I've been making this case, not like people are flocking to go play with LeBron.
Right.
They really aren't. I mean, there's some players. I'm talking about top
notch. But would you say more people want to play with LeBron than Anthony?
No, I
don't.
You don't
think?
No, because, again, I think players want to be their own brand. Players want to start their own legacy. And at the end of the day, LeBron's not a spring chicken. Now, I could be wrong. They could be orchestrating something next year when Kawhi Leonard's a free agent. Mm-hmm. And then Anthony goes into his funny year, and then we could be seeing a ridiculous super team, and I could be completely wrong in that. But there may be something to LeBron signing for 4 years to L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. He's trying
he's
to get somebody to come
somebody
with him.
Right.
Yeah, he's trying to get somebody
to come
up there.
Trust me, I watched that game on Wednesday. That's a terrible basketball team. That team is not challenging anybody. The Pels will beat the Lakers this year.
I agree.
So, I mean, I'm just telling you, that's not a very good – that is not a championship caliber team. He absolutely expects somebody, and it's not Lance Stevenson or Rajon Rondo. We'll take the quick break. I want to hear from you, though, Pels fans. What do you think about all of this? Is there much to do about nothing? Should we not worry about this? Is it just, hey, it's the talk of the season. It is what it is. Let's wait and see what happens this year. Or are you really concerned? There's a lot of fans out there that follow the Pels. Are you honestly concerned? I just think it stinks if you are a diehard. You got to be worried about this. You should be worried about the first home game next Friday and not even worried about looking forward to it.
It's the NBA these days. I mean, look what happened in Oklahoma City with Durant. I mean, this is what it is. This is today's NBA.
All right. Based on that, when we come back, Brian, then should fans buy tickets and go to the game?
Of course you should.
Okay. Let's talk about that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Drop and Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop. From iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets, Drop and Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodeau locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop and Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop and Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
Peter Don's Cart and Accessories, where you get the lowest prices in the area on golf carts and other motorized carts, as well as parts. Peter Don's sells refurbished gas and electric club cars and EZ-Gos, and wait until you see the huge showroom filled with parts and accessories. Now through October 31st, the T105 Trojan 6-volt battery is just $99. Peter Don's gives you more for less and the best selection of motorized vehicles, plus that 1-year warranty on all parts. Peter Don's, West Main in Houma.
Home IQ from Vision Communications is smarter security and home automation. From your smartphone, tablet, or PC, activate and monitor your security system, lock and unlock your doors, view and record video, control your thermostat and lights, all on one easy-to-use app and website. With Vision's Home IQ, home is where your handheld is. Visit viscom.net/homeIQ to learn more. Louisiana license F1256.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
More than 50 years ago, SL Bank first opened its doors for business. We opened to serve the needs of families and businesses that had been largely ignored by bigger city banks, and to operate as a true community bank. That means exceptional service, long-term relationships, value-driven accounts and services, and the assurance your financial future is important to us. Today, those commitments remain unchanged. SL Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. LaRose, North LaRose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Pels fans want to hear from you. What are your thoughts of all this 80 future talk? This was first take yesterday morning. Holy Brow was the name of the topic, literally on the screen on the bottom. That's what they had to say, screaming A, Max Kellerman.
It'll be very, very difficult for them to do. I'm not going to say anything's impossible. I think Rich Paul, the agent for him, represents LeBron, represents JR, Tristan Thompson, various other people throughout the National Football, the National Basketball Association, including John Wall, by the way. Anything's possible with him and what he could potentially pull off. I will say this, however. If I'm the Pelicans, I love these reports about Anthony Davis considering what? You locked in for this season. You locked in for next season. You don't have a player option until 2020, 2021. Anthony Davis is a generational player. No matter what you trade for, you ain't getting Anthony Davis. You ain't getting equitable value for Anthony Davis. You can't swap because Kevin Durant, these guys, you can't just trade them. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You need their approval in order to pull it off because all the stars either got these no trade clauses or they got that wink-wink deal where you ain't doing a damn thing without their approval. So be clear, Anthony Davis, there's nothing but a superstar. The likes of Anthony Davis that would suffice for Anthony Davis. So to me, that makes it that much harder that they're going to be able to get rid of him. If he could opt out after this coming season, that would be different. But the fact that they got this season and next season before he has a player option, I'm of the mindset that it'll be far more difficult to move him than people imagine. I know they want to. Mm-hmm. I know that's why he's with Rich Paul and Clutch Sports, because you're talking about New York, L.A., or Boston. I don't want to hear nothing about Philly. No, it's New York, Boston, or L.A. from what I heard. But I'm just telling you, even though Philly, by the way, Rich Paul represents, Ben Simmons, too. Yep. So we got to pay attention to that. But what I'm saying is I don't believe that is the option. I think it's New York, Boston, or L.A., and I'm trying to figure out how they're going to do it.
The answer is yes, the Lakers have enough to get Anthony Davis. I believe we have to see how the season pans out. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Brandon Ingram, knock wood, had a catastrophic injury and Lonzo Ball doesn't develop at all, then obviously your assets aren't what you think they are. But if this trajectory holds true for Ingram, that's an all-star. He's an all-star player. He's also exceptionally young and has the potential to be an all-star two-way player. Mm-hmm. No, he starts hitting the three eventually, Ingram, and then what doesn't he do? Defend, pass the ball, can run the point at his height, can slash, get to the rim, the whole thing. Ingram is their crown jewel of all the draft picks, right? But, and Kuzma can really shoot the ball, and if Lonzo develops, but there's literally no price too high to pay for Anthony Davis if you're the Lakers, because Anthony Davis is already the main competition for Tim Duncan in terms of the greatest power forward who ever lived. His peak is already better than Karl Malone or Charles Barkley or Dirk Nowitzki or Kevin Garnett. And these are some of the greatest players who ever lived. But if you said, did any of those guys achieve the level of overall ability that Anthony Davis has already achieved, I would say no. Now, in terms of championship medal and everything, you saw Kevin Garnett had it, right? You see what Dirk Nowitzki could do at his best. But if you were just to say skill set, who would you want? Other than Tim Duncan, it's Anthony Davis. When you have an all-time player like that in his prime, the way I was talking about Khalil Mack, hey, the Raiders can't just trade him for whatever. Boy, what price is too high to pay? Even if they say, we want Ingram and Kuzma.
Well, it's not a matter of
and whoever.
But it's not a matter of the price. It's a matter of what New Orleans is willing to accept to give him away. Because you got to remember, their franchise is going to go in this direction. They lose Anthony Davis. Yeah. And so it's going to go in this direction in their mind because he's a generational talent. And so because you're going to lose somebody the magnitude of him, you're going to be looking for some significant compensation in return. Players, picks, all of that other stuff comes into equation. I don't know if the Lakers can pull that off.
Well,
they go on to talk about the difference. Again, that's just one show, but you heard generational. After the break here, when we discuss a little bit more, you'll hear another show use the same phrase again. But that's what I'm getting at. That's why I wanted to talk about this today. If I'm a Pels fan, I mean, this is the topic around the NBA, and it makes me uncomfortable.
You know, Brian brought up the perfect team when we're talking about this with Anthony Davis. He brought up the Oklahoma City Thunder. These guys, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, and everyone else you're going to play, all these talking heads, they sit here and say, oh, I'm hearing this. Like, you've got some inside track. How many of these guys had Kevin Durant signing at Golden State? None of them. How many of them had Paul George re-signing at Oklahoma City when they went out and traded for him? None of them. So for those guys to sit back there and act like they know everything and where everybody's going, I don't pay any attention to them. But I do think it's a real thing that Anthony Davis has switched agents, and LeBron James, he's playing LeBron James's playbook. Mm-hmm. LeBron James is the one who gave himself the nickname the King. LeBron James is the one who tells everybody he's the best player in the league. Anthony Davis is doing the exact same thing. I do think there's a lot of pressure on the Pelicans. They've got one shot at this. They can't miss.
They can't mess it up.
They have to figure out, and part of it involves sitting Anthony Davis and his agent down and saying, what are your intentions? We need to know what you're going to do. Because if Anthony Davis can't commit to you, then you are trading him. But you're not trading him for players. You're getting a third team involved, and it's probably usually the Brooklyn Nets, and we want their draft picks because you're tanking. And you're going to be trusting the process for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. But here's the conundrum with that, in my opinion. This city just recently really bought into the Pelicans.
Yes.
This past season. Where you saw that this team actually became New Orleans' team. Before, they were just a team in New Orleans. Now, they're our team. They're the Pelicans now. This is our squad. Do we have the patience to wait 5 years?
That's a good question.
You just got all this goodwill. Are we ready to leverage that goodwill for 5 years to say, trust the process, and in 5 years we'll be the 76ers? I'm not sure. I don't know.
At ESPN Radio, Nola asking you folks, you can call or tweet us your opinions here as well. West Bank Kudat says, honestly, put a lot more focus about winning than money. We all know how that ends. Hopefully he stays, though. Nino Bandito on Twitter. We've already lost the season, and AD is now a Boston Celtic before we've played any meaningful games. Plot twist. AD really talked to Kyrie about coming to NOLA. Britt on Twitter. Did his team tell him to stop smiling at the end of that Rachel Nichols interview? That was awkward. Greg in Uptown New Orleans says, it doesn't affect me at all. Simply because I know that all of this stuff is agenda-driven, especially the part about AD going to Lakers. What player just signed there? I wonder. So, I'm surprised. I would have thought for sure this would have been more panic and people just kind of calling in and texting and going, I'm not going to, because I asked you before we went into the break, Brian, because I've gotten a few texts of, this is why I'm not buying tickets, this is why I'm not going. Look, they're making more of a push. Yesterday was funny. I'm in line to drop off my computer to get repaired at Apple Store, and somebody called me, and, you know, guys, I am with the Pelicans calling back. I got exciting news. I'm like, okay, I'm thinking we got upgraded, you know, press seats or something like that. I mean, I don't know. I am thinking, well, we got hooked up something.
Right.
It's a sales guy. And I kind of chuckled. And he's like, hey, man, you know, lots of excitement going into the season. Have you been out to a game? I'm like, dude, I cover the team. we're a Pels affiliated. But that's the point. I've never, now, honestly, since they've been here, I've never been called for tickets. So maybe they are doing that, Jay, to your point. Maybe they're going out there and trying to get more butts in the seats. Mm-hmm. There are 75, you know, over 7,000 people at the open practice. And I guess that's why I've made this a topic for this hour, is that you have a lot of excitement from last year. You have excitement going into the season. I just... Man, if you're going to do this, AD, do this a few weeks later. It's like before you even tip off the season,
Gus,
you're sitting there doing interviews about, well, you know, I'm focused on this
and
year.
Just think and about that. This. Think about the fact that they had that many butts in seats during football season, during Saints season.
Yeah.
And the Saints are doing well.
Right.
So, and you know, usually once the Saints are doing well, that's it. You know, New Orleans is just, it's who that all day.
Well, they did it right, though, right? I mean,
right.
It was a bye week. I mean, they played on Monday Night Football.
Right.
So, there was something going on Sunday, and it was in the afternoon. It's
right.
Free, and people got in there and stuff. And I look, and that's what I'm getting at, though. I get it, but at the same time, AD, let your people do it. let Scream and they do it. You know, like, I don't know how you would answer that. Hey, how do you feel about this? I'm excited about, like, I would even, the contract, man, I can't even think about that. Have you seen the Golden State Warriors? I gotta focus on that.
Right.
Say it like that. Answer it without answering it, right. You know? So that's what I'm saying. When you hear him use the phrase, this, it's a strategy.
And I think a lot of that has also, a lot of that conversation just has to do with AD and all this stuff just basically gets people to watch those shows. You know, it's a hot button topic.
Well, it
you know,
is.
Where's AD going? You know, oh,
it freaked me out
so,
enough this Friday exactly. that I'm talking about it for an hour.
Exactly.
When we come back, I want to talk about what everybody thinks the Pelicans have to do to convince, on record wise, season wise, what do you need to do this year to convince Anthony Davis? I mean,
the way it sounded like what, Western Conference Finals?
50 wins, Western Conference Finals.
All right, you're going 50 wins, I'm writing down. 50 wins,
50 wins
Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. All right. Sports Hangover continues next, live from Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. For over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that newer pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun Banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online oldsaint.com.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Moving on to Anthony Davis. He isn't a free agent for 2 years, but that's not stopping anyone. He is reportedly considering his next destination. Shocking. Davis reportedly favors the Lakers, Knicks, 76ers, and Celtics. So everyone good, basically. That's where
and
I want to go play.
And the Knicks. Everyone good and the Knicks.
Nick, should Anthony Davis force his way to the Lakers to team up with LeBron?
All right. Can I, before I answer your question, I apologize. I want to be very clear on this. If I were New Orleans, I would not trade Anthony Davis at any point. I do not care how much he's threatening. I do. He is a generational among generational talents. If you trade him, you will never get a player like him again. And so I do not think you can get fair value. I think they should be stubborn. I don't think they should care what he wants.
What happened to what we said about Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler's not a generational. Jimmy Butler's a really good player. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis has the potential to win multiple MVPs in this league, maybe starting with this year. So that's first of all. If they are going to move him, I find his destinations interesting. Because what he is saying is, I've been toiling in obscurity. What are the four most prominent franchises historically in the league? Lakers, Celtics, Knicks, Sixers.
Wow.
One of those four. Like, just threaten me to one of those four, because he's also, like you pointed out, see, the only guy who has said, I'm the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Chris Carter and Nick Wright on First Things First. That's over on Fox. So there you go, guys. Brian and Gentile joining us here live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap in Jay Hardgrave right there. Again, his team's done something already, right? He's being talked about.
He's in the news.
You have everybody talking about him being the best player in the NBA. So, yeah, that aspect's work. And that's why I told you, I don't mind that. I like that. Mm-hmm. I just wish it wasn't about, or it wasn't lumped with, well, he's going to then go play here. I mean, you are two shows, two different networks. He's gone. I mean, he is not playing here after this year. I mean, he's gone.
You know, and Gus,
that's what upsets me when they haven't even tipped off a game this season.
I just think that's just getting ratings up. I think you just got to get people to watch the shows. And they've been doing this for years. I mean, you know, if that's the case, tell you what, let's do this. As of right now, just for all intents and purposes, where does the greatest quarterback in NFL history play?
Here we go.
Just saying.
Where does
he play?
Well, according to the national media, it's not New Orleans.
Well,
it's Green Bay. It's New England.
But the conversation this week
they'll tell you Los Angeles right now.
Understood.
Golf,
understood.
Kansas City.
But the fact is, he's here. So this city, and I know these are small market teams and all that stuff, but it can be sustainable here.
Okay, well, let me ask you this to your point. Because I've gotten this already this morning as well. That this is why Drew Brees is so great. Because of stuff like this, right? And let's take a quick snapshot of it. He's played seasons where he hadn't had very good defenses.
Correct.
When you look at the lack of times he's played for a championship, it is shameful.
Yes,
it's shameful, right? You have a Hall of Fame quarterback that people are using, well, he didn't win enough in the playoffs.
Right.
He hadn't gone to enough Super Bowls.
Right.
It's shameful that they hadn't put defenses in. Sean Payton has, I don't know, what, 5, 6, 7 defensive coordinators since he's been here? He's tried. Pels GMs and the Pels organization, they've tried. It just hadn't worked. So it is shameful from that aspect of your life. Not a single time that I can ever remember have I ever seen a report or show or anybody say, well, you know, Drew Brees would be great here. Drew Brees, when this contract ends, the Saints can't put a defense around him. It's time for him to go play somewhere else. I mean, seriously, right? Mm-hmm. Even last summer, I mean, it was like maybe a day some people did it. But you never heard hours or a week or weeks of, look, it's a foregone conclusion. Next year his contract's up. The Saints don't make the NFC Championship game. He needs to go to Jacksonville. It's a young defense. He's got everybody around him there. He knows Doug Marrone. This is a no-brainer. They didn't put Drew Brees on another team.
Understood.
And that's what I'm getting at. It's crazy.
But players don't move around like that in the NFL. Okay. I mean, the players don't pretty much dictate where they want to go in the NFL like they can in the NBA. So I think a lot of that just kind of that comes from just how players can move around and the media just trying to take that and run with it.
So Gus, let me put you in a worse mood because, Brian, you and I talked about this before. They got one shot at this. And we were talking in the break about Agents' contract is going to be up. Solomon Hill's is going to be from underneath those contracts, which would open up some space for you. Let me give you a list of the 2019 free agents in the NBA, the guys who will be available. And it's listed by their salaries.
Okay?
Chandler Parsons from Memphis. DeAndre Jordan, Dallas. Wesley Matthews, Dallas. Enes Kanter, the Knicks. Klay Thompson, Golden State. Tobias Harris, the Clippers. Trevor Ariza, Phoenix. Is anybody jumping off the page besides Klay Thompson at you? Anybody you want to max out? There's not a lot out there in free agency that's coming available.
Doesn't mean they don't want the kind of money, though.
They're going to want it, but are you willing to give it to them?
You know they're going
to
want it.
But what did you just tell me most of the show? You got to do whatever it takes.
Right.
Right? So what if one of those guys wants it? That's my problem, and it's a question you said going into break. For Pels fans listening, how do you and what do you have to do to convince him to stay and make him happy?
But so Gus,
you said 50 wins Western Conference.
50 wins Western Conference,
You think it's results driven.
Yes.
Okay.
To your point, though, Gus, this is where you need Anthony Davis on the same page with management with the Pelicans.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point on this. I don't get what you're doing right now, because you think Alvin Gentry and Dell Demps don't know that they have to win right now?
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Know. They know.
Look, go back. I remember years ago when Alan Bristow was the GM of the Hornets, right, when we were the Hornets.
Right.
And he got destroyed in the media because he didn't go out and sign anyone in free agency. Mm-hmm. And he just sat pat. He just didn't spend any money. Mm-hmm. But people were giving out contracts that were ridiculous money.
Speedy Claxton.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have been doing it. And they dug themselves some holes. So sometimes the best move is not making a move. But can you sit back and do that mm-hmm. with the situation with Anthony Davis? Can you sit back and not make a move this offseason, save that money, and then load up for 20 for the next year?
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Nola, when you look at it from that perspective, let's see how it goes from it. But look, I mean, like I said, it just stinks. I mean, I guess next week we'll look at the season and talk about the team, but it's just, you can see it's a topic. I mean, it's on everything. So that's why I brought it up. We'll wrap it up here going into the break.
I think that once they start, if they come out the gates and they come out, let's just say the first 10 games, they come out 7-3. Or the first 20 games.
What if they go 3-7?
Then that conversation gets loud.
That's my point.
Do you think Elfrid Payton is going to be the key to this team and his ability to replace Rajon Rondo?
Yeah, I think so. I think I will tell you with the additions of Rondo and also with Payton, I think that they have made this team a more dynamic version of what they had last year. I think that with Rondo was a great player, but think about what they just said, playoff Rondo. So during the season, he was just there. And we made some plays and stuff, but then it became playoff Rondo. I think that now we'll have a more dynamic version of that team this year throughout the season. It'll be a lot more interesting, and you'll get more regular season wins, which will give you better positioning in the postseason.
Brian and Gentile, thanks for stopping by, giving your opinions.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Nolan, when we come back, we'll start transitioning. Coming up next hour, Lee Sterling, Skylar Green, Robert Beacham, former Saints receiver, is going to stop on by with Marlon Favorite. I'd love to tell you when. This is what I got for Marlon. Two-ish. Maybe 15-ish.
That means sometimes between 2 and 3.
I don't really know what that is. I got a producer that I got to give a time to, and I got ish. So, Joey, some 2-ish. We'll have people here. You'll have a call. It's a Friday.
You just got to call an audible, Drew.
I'm thinking.
Come on, Drew.
I'm thinking of my Oktoberfest. That needs to be from here on out. I've said what I needed to say about AD. Now it's time to eye on the prize. Afternoon at the house with the little guy. Go play some Halloween stuff. That's what I'm thinking about.
You're just going to have to yell at Joey. Kill!
I just need
52's the mic.
I'm killing this. I need to get in my better mood. The topic now is, which Oktoberfest should I enjoy this evening? There's a bunch. You got Avita, Yingling as an Oktoberfest, Sam Adams as an Oktoberfest.
It's that time.
So which one? What's my Oktoberfest this evening?
We got the doors open, too.
That's true. It's gorgeous out here. Stop on by. Deuce McAllister's Old St. Kitchen and Tap. Joey in La Rose Studios will take your phone calls, 800-998-1003. When we come back, we'll focus on some of the big games here as well in the NFL. There's an injury with the Chiefs we'll tell you about, too, on ESPN New Orleans.
This NASCAR report is sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores, sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series.
A bombshell in NASCAR Wednesday as Hendrick Motorsports announced they will split one of the most successful driver-crew chief combinations in the sport's history at the end of the 2018 season. The organization announcing that Chad Knaus and Jimmy Johnson, who have been together since 2002 and won a record-tying 7 championships, will not work together in 2019. Knaus will move to the 24 team to be the crew chief for William Byron. Johnson will have Kevin Mindering as his crew chief in 2019. Mindering currently serves as the crew chief for Elliott Sadler's number one car in the Xfinity Series at Junior Motorsports. Darian Crum, who's Byron's crew chief this season, will be promoted to technical director at Hendrick Motorsports. Sunday at Dover, Hendrick Motorsports driver Chase Elliott stayed off pit road during a late race caution and pulled away in overtime for win number 2 of his career and the 2018 season, automatically advancing him to the round of eight in the Cup Series playoff. NASCAR heads to the ultimate playoff wild card, Talladega this weekend. The green flag Sunday waves at 1:20 p.m. For the ESPN New Orleans NASCAR Report, I'm Will Rye.
This NASCAR report has been sponsored by Rogers Parts, with five Napa Auto and Truck Parts locations in LaFourche, Assumption, and St. Mary Parishes.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. That's a bag you just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Rogers Parts, nationally known, locally owned. Lockport, Bucket City, Libertyville, LaRose, and Galliano.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, October 12th, St. LaFouche vs. Morgan City. Our broadcast is sponsored by Bob Dewey, candidate for Greater LaFouche Port Commission, CG, New Friend Building Materials, Lady of the Sea General Hospital, State Bank and Trust Company, State Senator Gary Smith, Total Urgent Care, and Frank's Supermarket. Friday Night Football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEV.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Jay Hardgrave, you know all about marketing.
Yes.
What did you just show me?
Trending players in the NBA. Number one, Anthony Davis. Number two, Jimmy Butler.
There you go. Management paying off already. 800-998-1003. Joey, if you can, a little NFL music. Let's go over some of the games this weekend. Saints are off. Jay, I do think they have some very interesting matchups here as well. Plus, I want to ask you this question we'll throw out there as well. With the capsule that the Saints have right now, right, the next quarter of games, they're 1-0 because they beat Washington. But which one do you think is more important? Baltimore, Minnesota, or the Los Angeles, the Rams here at home? I have been saying all week Minnesota, because if you beat Baltimore, I think you're a better team. Let's say you win there, you're 2-0. You can go win on a Sunday night game in Minnesota. You have guaranteed winning the second quarter of the season. The Rams game just really becomes fun at this point in that, you know, if you can win that one, that's great. If you don't, you're still 6-2 at the midway point, and you're in good position, I think, for that second seed. I mean, to me, Minnesota's the game. You lose that one, then you got the Rams coming in. You lose that one, that's 2 in a row. You're 2-2 in the quarter. You got some games after that. I mean, look, you got the Bengals that look right after the Rams at Cincy. They never play well at Cincinnati. Then you got the Eagles after that, the Falcons on Thursday. I just think that Minnesota game, man, you know, gets you a little something to where, look, you got 11 games left. You go 7-4. You can still get to that 11-win season. You know what I mean? So that's why, to me, that Minnesota game just is really standing out to me as, man, go. That's a big game for me.
Well, Brian from Gentilly shaking his head in agreement with you, and I'm going to disagree with both of y'all. I think it's the Rams. Yeah. Go figure. You and I disagree on something.
Why the Rams?
Because it's a game and a half. It's not a game. You lose to the Vikings, it's one game. You lose to the Rams, it's a game and a half. Because that's the tiebreaker. Right now, Minnesota is further down. I thought it would have been Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They haven't played as well throughout the beginning of this year. If things stay the same and the Saints have one loss and the Rams have no losses, all you have to do is win that game and you're the number one seed, because now you both have one loss,
right,
and you own the tiebreaker.
Right.
If you lose that game to the Rams, you're now two games behind the Rams and you lose the tiebreaker, which means you're 2.5 games back.
I think it's way too early to be talking about tiebreaking scenarios for the one seed on this premise. They're in the NFC West.
Yes.
Who's beating? I know Seattle gave them a run. Great. They're not losing in their division. So they're already going to get 2-3 more wins than the Saints are going to get in there. I mean, they just are. So I've been saying I think they're playing for the second seed. The Saints' schedule is a heck of a lot more tougher to me than the Rams are. I mean, as I mentioned, it's Vikings, Rams, at Bengals, host Eagles and Falcons, at Dallas, at the Bucks, at the Panthers on a Monday night, Steelers, and then host the Panthers. You got the Panthers twice in the final three. I'd love to take care of business before that Monday night game against Carolina, where I'm already a playoff team. That's my goal, which is why Minnesota to me is the key, because I can't look. I get their 4-1 right now. But let me tell you something. You lose that Vikings game, the Rams game. I'm not saying that it's a win. Who's saying that? They're playing great football, right? Let's say you lose that one. That's two. And Cincinnati right now is the second seed in the AFC. They're the second best team right now record-wise, right? So, I mean, you could be looking at three straight losses. I mean, that Minnesota game, to me, can kind of really help set some things up. And I know that's early, but that's why I can't even think, man, tiebreaker with L.A. You just look at that schedule. Who's beating them over there, you know? I mean, I don't know. Because the Bears, the Panthers, and Eagles are behind you. You can start separating yourself. You win the next two games, you can start separating yourself.
Listen, I understand what everybody's saying. And Sean Payton and Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas and every leader on that team, Cam Jordan, they're not saying it. They're not going to say it to the public. But I guarantee you they are in that locker room behind closed doors saying, we want the number one seed. They are not sitting there saying we won an 11-win season.
It's fine. Again, if you win that Vikings game, then dude, it's fun. All of a sudden that Rams game, man, it really becomes. You know, there's no pressure in that game. Go out and see what you can do. You beat them, great. You don't, we'll see you in L.A. in a couple of weeks. You get what I'm getting at? I don't want to. It's a whole different feeling than going into that game trying not to lose two in a row with Cincy on the road next.
Oh, I agree with you. Look, every game is important because that's how this team, you've got to approach the schedule. We've got to win this game. We've got to win this game. But to me, the Ram game is much more important because of that tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I think the Saints are now looking at Minnesota as a much more beatable team than they did at the beginning of the season.
Don't let that record fool you. They're 2-2. Don't let that record fool you.
That defense is not the same as last year.
I understand that. You got to go on the road. You got to go win that. It's the second of two straight on the road. Here's another reason that I'm bringing this up. You look at the NFC right now. Here are your standings. It's the Rams at 5-0. The Saints 4-1. Bears 3-1. Their defense is playing good. Let's see them play a little bit more teams coming up here. Mitch Trubisky and stuff. They had a bye week last weekend. So let's see what happens. Carolina 3-1. Again, you get to face them twice in the last 3 weeks. So I don't see how they're not going to probably be around you. They're at Washington this week. Behind the Panthers, you ready?
Yes.
It's the Bucks, and then the Redskins, then the Packers, Vikings, Seahawks, Cowboys. Doesn't seem very good teams right now, right? Green Bay, there's a mess there. McCarthy's on a hot seat. You're already trying to convince me the Vikings are an easy game.
I'm not saying it easy, but
Washington.
Easier.
And I'm telling you, let's see Tampa Bay again here. The Saints are a better team. I watched Philly last night. They're getting better. I think the Saints can play and beat them, okay? Which is why I'm saying, I'm not convinced on the Bears. And I think the Saints are a better team than the Panthers. You're the second seed. You can play for and get that second seed. I know you want that one. That's great. That's fine. You lose that game to the Vikings. Things become to me a little bit more interesting.
Well, you know, you're saying it's a more important game because of the position on the
schedule. This quarter, yes. All right. Yes. In this quarter of games, to me, because it solidifies the second straight quarter where you have gone 3-1, and at the very worst, at the midway point of the season, you're going to be 6-2. Through eight games, you'd be 6-2. You will take 6-2 through the first eight, no matter what. Hey, maybe you're 7-1 and you beat the Rams. And, dude, everyone's high-fiving. And now we're going, let's go get that first seed. Absolutely. If you beat the Rams, that's fine. But, again, that changes if you don't beat the Vikings to me. Maybe I'm making too much out of it.
No, it does. But, you know, it goes back to the Tampa Bay game. It was the first game of the season.
Right.
We overlooked them. We can say what we wanted. We overlooked Tampa Bay. We put that in the win column before we walked out on the field, and it came back to burn us. Okay, we had a bad game plan, and it burned us. But because it was the next game on the schedule, Yes, that's why Nick Saban is like he is. That's why he wins titles, because he preaches the next game, the next game. But if I had one game that I could take a win on and say, what's the, it's got to be, to me, the LA Rams. I think we have to win that game, because I do think that game could decide who gets the number one seed. We disagree again. Go figure.
No, look, again, it's so early. I get it, but there's a pack of teams where, to me, the Saints are, they're starting to kind of distinguish themselves a little bit. But it's, to me, the class of the NFC right now is the Rams and Saints. I just don't know how good Carolina is.
I agree with that.
I just honestly don't know.
I'm not sold on them.
All right, well, again, I just don't know. Who are you rooting for, Tampa or Atlanta?
That's a good question.
As well. Next hour, Marlon Favorite, Skylar Green at some point, Robert Meacham at some point. That's all I can tell you. We're texting him. We're trying to call him, apparently, to hanging out with the Bulldog fans. Oh, Robert Meacham's here. I just got a note. Let's see if we see him. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, steel drains, and bathrooms.